Next case?
Our next case this evening is case number 12964, Jeffrey Myers and Thomas Resch seek variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located west of Gloucester Drive within the Canal Point subdivision. The 911 address is 41213 Gloucester Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community District. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1510. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a second-story proposed deck of 10 by 18.5, an approximate 3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed landing, an approximate 4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for proposed steps, an approximate 3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed second story deck of 16 by 15. And additionally, staff note that to date, the department has received one petition of support with 12 signatures, 0 letters in opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Thomas Resch, 41213 Gloucester Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And before we get started, I'm going to say something that in looking at the materials, it was wildly confusing trying to figure out what was where, because one of the plans, I don't believe, was to scale. And it the materials that we had did not clearly show what was on the property and what was proposed and where the boundaries were. So I don't know if you have anything that will, and I say that up front because we're going to be talking about your application. It's helpful right to have a picture of what you're trying to do. And I don't know if you have materials that show that a little more clearly.
Well, I noticed that there was a scaled engineering thing that I had turned in, but it wasn't in your packet.
Okay, yeah, we don't have that
it was from what turned I could in tell.
Okay.
At some point, I can give it to her now.
Yeah, that would be helpful, because then we can kind of.
That would be super helpful. Thank you so much.
I came over last Monday and talked to Mr. The head of planning and zoning,
White House,
yes.
Yes, I do see this, sir. We do have this in the record. I can confirm that, but it does not show the proposed structures.
Right, because I don't know how to get a surveyor to draw in proposed structures that haven't been built yet.
Well, we get them all the time, okay. And we had some tonight, so we do get those, and okay, a surveyor will do those, you know, where you say, here's, you know, survey the site, and here's what we're proposing to do, and where it's to be located. And Mr. Werfel's familiar with that process, so.
Right. Well, the process that I used, whether it's right or wrong, is I had the surveyor do the survey, okay, and then he sent that drawing to the architect and overlaid it in their CAD drawing. Does that sound right, Mr. Werfel?
Well, yeah, but you can do it in reverse, have the architect send it to the surveyor, and they'll show the proposed addition on their survey.
Right, we went back and forth on this. We were gonna do just the 5-foot deck in the back that would require no variance whatsoever. I'm still not sure we're gonna do the side deck, to tell you the truth. Planning and zoning people suggested I add it in there just in case, you know. In my experience with the people that I have come in contact with, the interpretation of first floor versus basement, while planning and zoning and the Board of Adjustment may keep that consistent across the you know, applicants that do apply for zoning. The code says, you know, you can build 5 feet unenclosed decks and things like that into the setback. But it, you know, their interpretation is my basement is the first floor, which, you know, I could ask 100 people what the first floor of my house is, and it's not the basement. You know, so that's where maybe we were a little bit confused with that. But I did bring a bigger thing of that.
Is that the same thing we've got up here?
Yeah, it's just a bigger thing to visualize if you...
Well, sir, why don't you go ahead and present your case, because I don't know what we're talking about yet.
Just a moment before... Well, I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
You're here tonight asking for variances, is that correct?
Yes.
You're not here to appeal a decision?
No.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Okay.
No. I'm not appealing a decision. I'm asking for a setback variance, 5 feet into the... May I walk over there?
Yep.
This is our existing morning room right here. This is the existing living room. There's a fireplace there. This would be the normal 5 foot deck we could do across the back. We would like to extend that to 5 feet because the lot is pie shaped and irregular. It's not a rectangle. The sunroom, or zen room as I call it, would be on the side. There's an existing door here, an existing, if you look at the pictures, a little, I call it a Queen of England kind of wave. Thing that NV put on there. This deck, I'm not 100% sure will ever be built, okay? We've talked about moving the door over here and then doing pavers and things like that, but when I presented it to Planning and Zoning, they said, well, if this is a plan you have, you should probably include this in it at the time, as opposed to having to come back with a separate, you know, variance request. So, the variance request would be 5 feet there, and then for the landing and stairs on that side. Are you clear on that?
I understand.
Okay.
Just before I don't want to lose the thought, if the board were so inclined to approve this, I just want to let you know that there's a two-year window for any of those improvements to be made, otherwise they expire.
Right, I understand that. Yeah, that's the cost is a factor here too, you know, with building a room that, if you look at the pictures in the, you know, it is elevated, everything is elevated. Our lot particularly, we're fortunate in that the front is ground level, the left side is ground level. When you come into the backyard, it slopes to that corner. Same thing with the right side, where you can see the air conditioner there if you go down. That's pretty much, you know, ground level, and then the lot slopes. So we were able to execute a walk-out basement as opposed to a walk-up basement, which a lot of the homes in our neighborhood have. Okay, and that's where the deck. This would be a door, okay, and this would be the deck across there. That's roughly 18.3 feet. The deck, if I build it just straight across with the 5 feet, it would come, this is our morning room, it would come straight across there. We are asking for the variance to go out 5 feet from there. There was nobody behind us, it's woodlands, there's nobody to this side, that's woodlands. You know, I call 5 feet a walkway, not really a deck. But that's what we would like to do, is put a deck here and then build our room over there. And that also fits within the HOA guidelines. The Architectural Review Committee reads much like the county code does, in that unroofed decks and porches, steps, things like that can be encroach 5 feet into the building restriction line. And on the drawing there, if you look at what the architect did, the dotted line is the building restriction line, and this is the property line. Same thing back there with dotted line is the building restriction line.
Questions?
Can you address the uniqueness of the property? What's unique about your property, and why does it create an exceptional practical difficulty?
Well, the fact that it's not square is one thing. The fact that it slopes would be another. Again, you know, I consider where we're building at the first floor, not, you know, it's not ground floor, but it is the first floor of our house. If you go to the, do you have the MV? See, whoa, right there. See, it says first floor or finished floor, however, you know, Mr. Whitehouse and I had arguments about this. The first floor is here. The basement is the basement. I want to build the deck off of the first floor. This is a custom morning room because we literally ran out of space from MV. They would not let me come to you guys to get a variance to let them build the morning room as it was designed. It's about 4 feet shorter than what is on the actual, you know, floor plans and things like that. So the deck would be across here, and we would have a room here, and then maybe the other deck there.
I'm assuming most of the homes in your community do not have a sloped lot. Is this unusual?
They do not, yeah. They're mostly level. Some of them on our side of the street do have a sloped lot. They're a lot deeper than ours.
Is there any flooding that occurs on the rear of your property?
No. I think that's 18 feet off of sea level.
Okay.
Yeah, no. There are woodlands, wetlands, whatever you want to call them, behind ours. It'll never be developed to the side of us. One of the reasons we picked that lot, we paid a pretty hefty premium for that lot, was, yeah. I mean, that side of the street, if you... back out. This side of the street... mostly backs to woodlands. That's our lot right there. So we have woodlands here and woodlands there that'll never be developed. It doesn't impact the community. This is not a sloped lot. You know, it's built at grade. The one to the left is grade. And then all of these in here are at grade.
I'm familiar with that area. So down that road, I do know there are other homes that are sloped.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many there are exactly? Do you have a count? I mean, I do know there are.
In our community?
Yes.
There are 289.
On that road in particular.
I don't. There are 280. There are 292 or 293 lots in our development. The developer did not build houses on five of them. So that leaves about 288 or 289 lots in our community.
It's a unique situation, but it's not unique to your community. The way it's
no, our lot, the uniqueness would be that our lot's not very deep, or not very, is that what you call it, deep?
Right, yeah.
So to understand this, you're going to build a deck basically 10 feet wide, five of which you can build, five of which you need our permission to build.
Yes.
And then it's going to connect to another room that you're planning on
a sunroom.
Proposed room.
Yeah, sunroom.
So it's going to connect it to. Is there anything else going on here? It's just going to connect to that room.
No, it's going to connect to that. I mean, I wanted to enjoy the woods behind me, to sit there and, you know, it's off of our breakfast room. I envision that to, you know, just enjoy the woods. And
okay, thank you.
Another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's an existing fireplace where you're proposing this deck, correct?
Yeah, so if it's only 5 feet wide, where the fireplace sticks out, it only
How far does it stick out?
It's about 2 feet.
Okay. So if you're proposing a deck that's 10 feet deep, correct?
That's what I'd like to build, yes.
But out of that 10 feet, you're kind of losing 2 feet to your fireplace.
Well, the fireplace is about as wide as this deck is. And the entire deck is 18.3 or 18.3 inches long. So that one section, yes, I'm losing. Actually, this desk is.
And if you were to build your deck in compliance at only 5 feet deep, you may only have 3 feet to walk through there, which means it's really iffy if you can even meet code to walk through there or not.
I totally get that.
I'm just thinking through the implications of what all is going on here. This deck over on the side that you're talking about, you may or may not build. One of the things we have to consider is it a need or a want? Because to grant a variance, it has to be something you actually need, not just something that you want.
Well, if you don't approve the back deck, I need the side deck for outdoor living space. Is that to play on words or
okay?
Is it,
so what you're saying is you're in need of a deck, whether it's one or the other, you need a deck.
Right. I would prefer it to be in the back with just the room. Okay. That's why I mentioned to Mr. Sharp that, you know, I'm not 100% sure we're even going to do that front deck. A lot of our neighbors have suggested that our architects, you know, suggested that we do just pavers there at ground level, because that doesn't require you guys getting involved at all. You know, so I would prefer to be a deck, because in the sandy soil, I've seen some of my neighbors that have done pavers and things like that, and after about 2 or 3 years, they're wonky, you know, they're not level. And
so what you're saying is that the soil is not stable?
For some of the houses, you know, the sandy soil, I mean, it does shift. I don't know if that picture, the side picture, shows. It doesn't really show it, but you can see where the ground has settled. You know, I mean, after any new construction, the house is 12 years old. It was built 12 years ago.
It can be an issue. I just had an experience with the deck I designed where the builder built the deck, and at the bottom of the stair, the soil was not stable, and he had to go back and redo it.
So a lot of our neighbors have had to rip out their pavers and redo them again. I mean, which is why a couple neighbors said you should probably plan on a deck that's more of a permanent structure. Anything else?
Sure. The deck that's in the front, did you look at making it a smaller deck so that it would not need a variance?
I didn't. I mean, I can. I really wanted it to be an exit off of the room. That seemed to keep the room balanced. If you notice, we didn't really do it as a square deck because I was trying to avoid the room going into the building restriction line. So we kind of, you know, I think the guy with the modular home said he would just slice off the, you know, this will be custom built, so I can do anything I want. I mean, I would prefer it to be this, but, you know, again, I personally would be happy with that, and, well, that I don't need approval for, but, you know, it's a nice community if you've been in there, and a lot of people have spent a lot of money on decks and outdoor kitchens and, you know, things like that. I don't have anything planned like that right now, but, you know.
Ms. DeVore, it's my understanding if the rear of the property, if it had been built like the front where it was to grade and we didn't have a walkout basement, he would be able to put his deck to the 10 feet as proposed without the need of a variance. Is that this division's correct?
Okay. That is correct, yes, sir.
It's because it's elevated, and in theory, he could put a deck below it if he wanted to, that's why we have the need for this variance.
Correct, correct, because we would construe that as the second story.
Yep, it would be a covered deck below it, so to speak, and that's how the department views.
Looks at it.
Yeah.
I don't look at the code as, that's the way it's written in the code.
But when you, I just want to make sure I'm clear for the record. When you walk in the front door of your house,
yes,
and you stay on that same floor,
yes,
and you walk out your breakfast room, you are above where
the
basement would be.
Yes.
When you walk into the front of your house and you want to go to the basement level, you have to go downstairs, and then that takes you to the ground level on the rear,
yes,
of your house.
The basement.
So you've got a fairly significant slope, I would imagine, from the front of your house to the rear of your house.
Yeah, that one, well, the one picture shows it. But yeah, I mean, it's almost the entire, I mean, you can see this is pretty much the walk-in level here. And then it, you know, goes down to, if you flip up that other picture, goes down, you can see the slope there. And this side is not nearly as...
It would make sense if the wetlands are to that side and to the rear, that it would slope in that direction.
Right. Well, all of the... We used to live in the community behind us in Hamilton Keys and watch this whole community be built. So all of the stormwater management ponds empty into what is essentially wetlands behind our house that drains into the canal. So if you go back there 50, 75 feet, I mean, you will sink in up to your knees. That's how mucky and murky it is back there.
I can understand that. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just one additional question. I mean, if you've mentioned this, I apologize. Is there a HOA requirement or approval?
No, I put that in there. If you, mm-hmm, the HOA requirement says unroofed decks may be as close as 5 feet from the property line. Additional decks standards and guidelines are below. I've already had the Architectural Review Committee look at those plans, and they've talked to the board, and there are no issues. Their issue, you know, where I break their rules are on the side of the house, on that other picture. One more. On the side of the house, we have a rule that says fences and things like that cannot come more than halfway up the house, okay? But since it impacts no one on that side, because they're, or it's strictly woods, they said they don't even have a problem with that.
Okay.
That's the only HOA issue they brought up.
So just to be clear, your HOA Architectural Review Committee didn't voice any objection to your proposal?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12964, Mr. Jeffrey Myers and Thomas Resch. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve in part and deny in part case number 12964 for Jeffrey Myers and Thomas Resch, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions due to the slope of the lot, the open space on the rear and the side, and due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. The approval would be for the rear deck because it's needed. The side deck is denied because it's not needed.
Do we have a second? So the motion dies. And I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12964 for Jeffrey Myers and Thomas Resch for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I believe the practical difficulty is being created by the applicant. And again, you have to prove that all five to stick. I don't believe that the property has unique physical conditions as opposed to the community. There are other homes in there with these same issues. And I believe the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Have a motion? We have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Nay, for the reasons I've already stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too. So a vote of 3-1, sir, your case is denied.